boy, Shantan, your boy, Redacted.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on, people of the internet? I am the one that they call Shunt. He is the one that is called
Redacted.
And we are here to produce the lines and stupidness that exists within film in a little show that we call Real Dumb Shit. Back for the 23rd time. I'm going to do this up until the point I find it annoying, rather than anybody else finds it annoying. So it's going to be like really annoying, probably. But like, back for the 823rd time, etc., etc., etc.
That specific part.
Yeah, I was thinking. Like, because you have to have niche thingies in your podcast now, isn't it? That could be my thing. Just like shouting at the amount of times. Yeah, like, back for the 47th time, back for the 29th time. I don't know why I went from 47 to 29. It just seemed like a natural. It's weird.
No, because that could actually happen.
Oh, God. Do I have to do it? Is it like an hour thing?
This is why I say don't say what episode it is, because you never know.
Yeah. The worst thing about it is that if you just basically jumped on...
It could be a time travel episode.
Exactly. It's like Inception and stuff. Not to sort of quote the last podcast. Or was it the last podcast? Maybe it was the podcast before that. Maybe it's the podcast before that. Maybe there's the podcast before that, before that, before that. And then you got tipped over in a chair into a bathtub. And now you're actually in reality. And Michael Caine's standing right next to you. Yeah. Too much of a callback in it. I don't think...
Nice.
I don't think a lot of people get that one. Anyway, here's the show rundown. Doctor Strange 2 news, Star Trek 4, you know, Troubles in Paradise, as it were. Kevin Spacey, box office floppage, and his new case, and the CW and full lineup. We're just going to be discussing about, you know, all the new TV series that are coming out over the period of time. James Bond and delay, as well as sort of like controversy around the casting, and Winnie the Pooh in China, or what's the other word? Pooh banned in China.
Yeah.
I mean, is it Winnie? Which sounds more offensive, Winnie banned in China, or because obviously, you know, Willie, if it's said by a Chinese person, kind of sounds something else.
It's racist.
It's not racist. It's dialectus. So, but yeah, the other one's poo. But yeah, either or ever. Yeah, so random sort of topic. Okay.
Before you start.
Carry on. Go on. I was ready.
Was you?
Yeah.
Was you ready?
No.
Exactly.
It's just the rage. It's fine. Go on.
So, I've been going through the old correspondence, and it seems a lot of people are wondering why it is that you skipped out on the challenge.
What challenge?
The Venom versus Aquaman challenge.
Bruv.
Everyone seemed to notice how you sidestepped the challenge.
If you can beat me, and then promptly ended the show. If you can beat me in Connect Four, I will contemplate your challenge. Because, like, this is the reason. I preempt shit.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah. Now my motives have now been revealed. Who's playing chess? Who's playing checkers, bruv?
Tell you about checkers. Bruv. Connect Four's kid stuff. This is a big man thing.
This is a big man thing, bruv. It's a game of skill.
It's a big bad challenge. You talk about Connect Force for kids.
It's not for kids, bruv. Kids don't play this no more. They got Fortnite. It's for grown men that's trying to get a little bit nostalgic, bruv. It's pain. Proper pain. But yeah, Connect Four.
It seems the people want to know what's up.
Well, as I said, that is what is up. If you can beat me at Connect Four throughout this episode, I'll give you like two tries. If you can beat me at Connect Four in this episode, I will contemplate your challenge.
Nah, contemplate is not good enough.
It's better than what you had before, bruv. You have to be a challenge in order for me to accept your challenge, bruv. Because at the moment, you're betting on a losing horse. Aquaman. As I should say, Soap Boy.
Yeah, but I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. You are clearly not.
What is the money? There's been no talk of money.
No, but I left that up to you. I came up with the challenge. I said, you know.
You said whatever, forfeit. You said
whatever,
forfeit.
Or forfeit or whatever. Yeah, I said forfeit money, whatever you want, innit? Like,
it's fine. It's fine. I didn't have money.
I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is.
You're not. You're not really.
Yes, I am.
You know.
Yes, I am.
You're not, bruv.
It's an open challenge because I'm that confident. I'm that confident.
You're not,
so
you're
I'm
not,
saying.
You're not really.
I came up with a challenge. You accept my challenge and you can set, you know, what the stakes. You can set the stakes.
I'm not
allow
set
you
the stakes.
To set the stakes.
I'm not going to set the stakes. I'm not Gordon Ramsay, bro. You hear me? Garlic butter. I'm always salty, bro.
Everyone knows you're salty. You don't need to announce that. Everyone knows you're salty.
Good. All day, all day.
Everyone
all day.
Knows.
I mean, the sidestepping of the challenge is part and parcel of, you know,
shunt life.
Yeah, well, it's shunt life. You know,
shunt life.
You gotta
sidestep the challenges.
Always sidestep the challenges. It's called crab mentality, you know, like sidestep, bottom of the barrel. Clipping a man's legs as he's trying to get ahead of you, drag him right down, watch the bubbles pop up. That's the guy, kind of, that I look up to. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, I am willing to entertain the notion of a challenge, but I know that I'm going to win. So it's not fair.
You don't.
I do.
That's why you're not willing to, you know, back it up.
Well, to be fair, both of them are losing horses. I mean, like, now that I found out Venom's like a PG, I'm like, oof. Then I heard that like, Aquaman's got like some, like James Wang or something like that. He says he's going to use some of his tricks in his Insidious and Aquaman. And I'm thinking, what? I was like, what?
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
What?
Shit's scary underwater.
It's not, bruv.
Shit's scary underwater.
Don't let the Meg get you gas, bruv.
It's not about the Meg. It's about all them anglerfishes and all them bioluminescent shit and what have you.
Whatever, bruv. I ain't got no reason to dive that deep. It ain't scary to me. The only people that dive that deep are David Attenborough and other white
Aquaman.
People. And other
and
white
Aquaman.
People. Other white people. That's
and
about
Aquaman.
No, not Aquaman. Maybe that whole crew in Abyss. Yeah, Abyss. Remember the Abyss?
Yeah.
Where they went so far down that they crushed their lungs and then started hallucinating and then thought they found God.
Is that what happens?
In a nutshell, yeah. She apparently finds another civilization down in the Abyss. Apparently.
So you can find like water creatures.
Yeah, it's probably like mermaids or
can
something.
Can get like find the fighting youth or some shit?
Probably. It's like it's always a mixture of things, isn't it? Like it can't just be the one motive anymore. Or well, back then anyway, that was like early '90s, isn't it? So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean like as I said before, if you can beat me in at least one game of Connect Four throughout this episode, I'll entertain it. So is it yellow or is it red?
I refuse.
You're sounding yellow, bro.
I refuse.
You're sounding yellow.
I'm sounding, I refuse.
Yeah, you sound yellow.
I'm not
sounding yellow.
I'm not doing a challenge to take a challenge. I'm not definitely not doing a challenge for the chance of you accepting my challenge. Fuck that shit.
It's Inception, bro.
Nah.
If you're that confident, take the challenge, innit? If you're that
confident, I'm willing to straight up put my money where my mouth is.
Whatevs. Whatevs. I can't take you seriously until you take my challenge up, bruv.
I can't take you seriously because you're sidestepping my challenge, bruv.
Just sidestep all day, bruv. Neo in the Matrix.
You even said the stakes. I made it as fair as possible.
Hmm.
I made it as fair as possible. It's not even going to be based on, like, it's not even based on, like, box office because obviously.
I said, let's just watch the film.
Obviously,
and then critique
take
it.
Money.
That's my whole thing. I mean, like, at the end of the day, we are a unit or we are a team. So it's everybody else that's the enemy. You know, it's like, you know, shunt and redacted, not shunt everybody else, redacted, you know, some other people and maybe that guy over there and that guy over there. It's shunt and redacted, bruv. We are going up against the world, kind of. Not in the sort of like Cadney and Lacey
shit.
You
agree with me about Aquaman.
No, that's a strong ask. That is a strong ask, sir. I mean, don't get it twisted. If we're sitting down in the cinema, pause, and there's nothing wrong with that. If we're watching the film, and things get heated, pause, and the film's actually good, it's not a pause, it's just a sort of like other pause. Anyway, and dramatic pause, that one. And then if Aquaman is a good film, I'll applaud it. Not in the cinema, because I ain't that guy. I haven't clapped in the cinema since I was like 5.
So what film was it?
Transformers.
Okay.
Shit, I've revealed my age. Actually, it was a rerun. It was a rerun. I was born in the 90s. God damn it. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah. So I am willing to watch both films. I am going to watch both films. I want both of them to be good. I want to be excited by, you know, the Spider-Verse without Spider-Man. I want to be excited about DC films, despite what's happened. And yeah, lots to gain. That's what we want. We want to gain stuff. We don't want to lose stuff. I don't want to lose my temper halfway through Aquaman. And I don't want to sort of like, you know, be appalled by the bad dialogue choices in Venom and Tom Hardy's voices. So, yeah.
I suppose we can agree on that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Stranger things have happened. Speaking about strange, segue. Doctor Strange 2 details have kind of semi been hinted at. We had like the whole Baron Mordo sort of like reveal at the end credits, but it seems like it might be taking a whirlwind into the nightmare, or nightmare realm to be precise.
Okay.
There's been sort of like hints that it may well be sort of like horror orientated, despite having a PG-13 rating.
A PG-13 horror?
Yeah. For those that are really geeky and needy for information. Is that this one essentially will have a load of sort of like Marvel characters having a trauma from the Infinity Snap, and Nightmare from the Nightmare Realm will be drawing off said energies, and it'll be a case of Stephen Strange going into the psyches of all of his favourite friends from the Avengers and then dealing with the Nightmare that is Nightmare. And it's trippy as balls, basically.
I'm suspicious of some of that.
Well, I mean, it's all speculation. It's always speculation, rumour and crap until, like, you know, you get it straight from the Russo's brother's mouth.
Well, they're not going to be making Doctor Strange anyway, so...
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah, very, very spurious about that one.
Okay, cool.
So I mean, not Nightmare. I mean, Nightmare they could probably do, but... Like, Nightmare attacking the Avengers, probably a no, because obviously...
it's just the money, innit? The money, yeah.
Basically, like, a Doctor Strange is going to take way less money than an Avengers or even a Captain America film, so you're not going to pay...
It depends where it's positioned in Phase 4 as well, like...
I don't think it does.
Yeah, just, I mean...
Just on the name alone, it's not going to make it anywhere.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the first Doctor Strange, so... more than the original Disney. You know what's messed up about Doctor Strange is that it's been made by Disney twice and nobody else.
Why is that strange?
Because Disney had the first Doctor Strange and then they had the second Doctor Strange reboot on their thing, despite not having really that many ties to Marvel at that time. It's weird.
It's not that weird.
Yeah, stranger things have happened.
That's like saying it's weird that Fox made a X-Men film and then now they're owned by fucking Disney. It's not that shit happens, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying Disney. I'm just saying Disney loved Doctor Strange that much.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like Disney's magical, isn't it? When you think of Disney, even when you see the logo pop up, it's like the fantasy like castle and all magic and stars and stuff like that. And Fantasia and all that shit. So having a making a film about a magician type character is not really for stretch.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if Disney made Wolverine,
yeah, that'd be a bit.
That'd be a bit more strange.
Yeah, I suppose.
Especially if they made like a hardcore R version of Wolverine, like back then. Not now, but back then.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
With adamantium stump and bone claws. That Wolverine's a bit weird. Weird to look at. Anyway, speak about weird to look at. Star Trek 4 might not be made now because of the way I call it, or I'm going to dub it. It's going to be coined here first. You want to hear it? Crescit, bruv.
The fuck is a Crescit?
When two Chris's that are your leading roles leave the building.
Crescit. Why? It's just hurtful.
Yeah, no. It's hurtful. Deeply insensitive, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know what's really messed up? That Thor and Steve Trevor were in a film about two people. I can up on it, like, and Thor was still his daddy. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's not that weird.
It's like acceptance of said situation.
It's not that weird. Yeah, and fucking Wonder Woman was in a film with Baron Mordo. It's not that strange.
I suppose. What film?
Yeah, fucking 999 or whatever.
999, oh, yeah.
This is the only podcast where you'd hear that film referenced twice.
Forgot about that, bro.
And counting.
Oh god. 999. Wow. Anyway, so yeah, apparently it's like
Baron Mordo and Wonder Woman fuck.
That's a fucked up baby, isn't it? Like, do you reckon it'll just come out as a clay sort of statue and then, like, you know, have to be touched by a Greek god?
No, she was not really made out of clay. She wasn't really made out of clay.
Yeah, she was.
No, that's supposed to be a No, that's a bullshit story she was told. I might be mixing up the film with the comics, actually, but I'm pretty sure that was a bullshit story that she was told because they didn't want to tell her that her dad was Zeus.
But her dad would be Zeus anyway. That's messed up.
No, but there's a difference between putting life into clay and actually sperm making a baby.
Maybe a pussy is dead. dead as they're acting. that's terrible. Okay, it's out of me. It's out of me now. Speaking about terrible and it being out of you, Kevin Spacey and his box office antics. Apparently, the film's only released in 10 cinemas and segues are brutal, right? Segues.
Well, it is when you completely skip over the story that you was originally segued into, just segue straight out of it.
Oh, God. Well, you know why? It's because I don't care about Star Trek. I try to.
Why put it on the fucking list?
The reason why I'm putting it on the list is because there's not that much going on this week that we haven't covered the last week. So, like, we've got way ahead of ourselves and we started to, like, jump ahead of the gun. Speaking of gun, you know, James Gunn and all that madness. I'm joking, I'm playing. I just don't like speaking about, you know, Star Trek. But, yeah. Well, anyway, Kevin Spacey and his box office flop, which kind of is...
box office.
Yeah.
It's box office.
It's box office.
Box office flop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Live long and prosper. Well, the Billionaire Boys Club, whatever it's called. Boom. It was only released in 10 cinemas, so it's one of those sort of questions where, fair enough, the guy is a... I'm trying to think of a really bad name, but kind of innocent. A penis peddling... No, that just sounds like he's just giving away cock. He's grabbing. Sausage making. No, it sounds like way too German. Basically, he's groping men. Groping men.
Maybe he's going to be president next.
Maybe. Grabbing by the dick.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, like, you know, the worst thing about it is that before President Trump, you could grab anyone by the pussy.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, if you're famous. I mean, it's just because he made it obvious that it became... Like, before then, it was, like, common knowledge. That when they sort of like secret reveal things. Speaking of Me Too movements and all that stuff, nice little segue. Asia Diancino, you know, the one that was sort of claiming against Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, apparently she's guilty of sexual assault herself.
Really?
Yeah. She sexually assaulted a dude. How bad was the pussy for the guy to complain that much?
How so?
I don't know, like, for him to claim rape. Actually, it depends how she raped him.
Was it actually rape, or did she just touch him, or...
Well, this is it. It's like, because it's a case of sexual nature. Yeah, it's like it wasn't really revealed. I reckon either two or three things could have happened. It's not like one or two. It's like two or three. One, she took a piece of his penis off, maybe, either with her hands, mouth, pussy, feet. I don't know how it works. And or she inserted something up the man's rectal area, or it could be the case that she drugged him and was able to get him to perform. Either way, however, she's got a case that she quashed out of court, so yeah, awkward much. No, this is now being proven, which is a bit messed. So it's the first one in the Me Too movement to be claimed against. So it's like, I mean, it probably won't be the last, because it's very... The worst thing about Hollywood at this particular time is, like, before this whole Me Too movement came out, it was a very sexualized place. So, like, women were hitting on women were hitting on men were hitting on women were hitting on men. And not all attentions... liked or needed.
But there's a difference between hitting on someone and sexually harassing somebody.
Yeah, but then there's a difference between touching somebody and sexually assaulting them. It's the same biscuit. Same biscuit, different brand. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I'm joking. Nah, I mean, like, it all boils down to, like, what's the difference between a secret admirer and a stalker? One, you don't mind stalking you. The other, you don't want near you.
No, there's a clear difference. Like, a stalker could be, like, that is just obviously someone who's stepping over the boundary. A secret admirer doesn't have to see step over the boundary.
Yeah, but it's still creepy. Like, yeah, both of the guys are creeps.
Depends.
Both of the guys are creeps. Just say something, innit? Just stop. Just, like, you know, be honest. You know, just go up to her, say, "Listen, I like you." Bam, no. Bam, yes. Whatever. You know, deal with the consequences. Not this sort of, like, if she likes me, maybe she'll smell the rose. Or if she likes me, maybe it'll make her smile and that'll make me smile on the inside. See how creepy it is? It just seems creepy, right?
No, well, you're talking about, like, if you was a secret admirer and you bought someone flowers, when you didn't reveal who you was yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just whatever, innit? Like, you just bought someone a gift. That's not.
It's creepy.
Clearly.
Creepy. Just put your name, bro. Just put your name. Nah. It's creepy.
No, but you might want to keep some mystery in it. Like, big reveal later on. Like, you don't want to.
Big reveal? I'm the one you didn't want. Welcome to disappointment.
I mean, that could be the case.
It's got to be the case, though. Because the worst thing about it is that if you don't reveal yourself from the beginning, they build it up into their head. It's that person that they actually want to be with and actually want that attention from.
Yeah, that's their own fault.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, because, like, if it was that person, I'm pretty sure they'd be able to tell.
No, but this is the thing. Like, have you ever noticed when, like, because both me and you have worked in offices, when women... well, obviously it happens to men as well, but it's like when somebody has become has become the on the journey of courting, as it were, and how annoying they become.
Okay.
So everything's and they've done this, giggle, and da-da-da, giggle. Giggle, 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 blush, gush. You know, like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. So happy. This is happening to me. I thought I was going to be lonely. Oh my God. 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 This is the best blowjob I've ever given. And etc, etc, etc.
Okay, that was your Saturday night. I mean.
Yeah. but as I said before, it was like, yeah, it's just silly. I mean, like, so secret admirers and all that stuff, take note, you know, just be honest with the person that you like. It'll save you a lot less money on Maltesers and flowers. Worst thing about it is that sometimes they know it's that other person, that person that they don't like, or the stalker, but they still go on as if it's the admirer, innit? Because it's the better lie to tell themselves.
Don't know about that.
Some do.
I don't know about that.
Fuck, brother.
I mean, if you're doing that, that's a bit messed up. But yeah. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said before, so probably mentioned this, by the time this episode comes out, a lot of these will be released, but like the CW full lineup started. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be like, I mean, whatever episodes we're in at the moment, this one will be released further down the line, so I guess.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, it's not as if we're going to be releasing like 3-4 a week, you know.
Aren't we?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We just sit down in the booth and we record these shows. We don't know when they're going to go out, so it's a bit crazy.
Yeah, just the dancing monkeys for being motherfuckers outside.
Oh, yeah. Or as I like to call it, the scribers.
Yes.
Mm. It's quite funny. Quite funny indeed. So, yeah, the full lineup. Anything that grabs your fancy? Anything that makes you excited?
Probably Arrow the most. I mean, but then again, like, the CW have an annoying habit of doing this thing where the hero is missing or the main character is missing.
Highest.
Yeah, for like the beginning of the season.
Mm.
But it only lasts like one or two episodes at most, and then they're back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh no, like, you've just
way to
undercut the whole dramatic tension of the thing that you set up.
Mm.
Like, you spent the whole of last season setting up that Ollie's going to go to prison.
Mm.
And then the whole of last season / half of last season, whatever, setting up that Ollie's going to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's out within two episodes, it's going to be pointless.
Well, to be fair, it's like, if he stays in, great. The narrative, but bad because Stephen Amell is currently the best Arrow to watch.
Yeah, but he can do Arrow stuff except in prison. It's like, it's not like all you have him do is just sit in his cell doing nothing.
Huh.
Like, he can do, I mean, and that's the thing as well. Like, when he's in prison this time, wait, was he in prison before? No, it was Diggle that was in prison before.
Yeah.
Barry was in prison, but what the difference between those guys being in prison is you didn't know who their alter ego was.
I mean, they found out.
No, they didn't. Well, when Barry was in prison, yeah, but the prisoners didn't know.
Yes, right.
Like, the warden knew eventually.
Big Sir knew.
Yeah, only because he revealed it. But then he tells that anyone that has more than two conversations with Barry is going to find out that he's the Flash. Because like, he just can't be bothered. Like, he just, like,
yeah, but he can't be bothered. It's different. It's different. In, like, if you're the Flash, you don't have to really worry about your secret identity because, well, I mean,
you still have people,
loved ones, and all that stuff that are
taken advantage of, and used against you or whatever.
Hmm.
But yeah, as I was saying, like, it's this time people will know Oliver was Arrow,
and he's slow as fuck, really. Yeah.
So, like, you'll have people coming after him, or people might ask him for help, or you know, there's things you can do. Probably not to last the whole season. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, let it be like he's in.
I don't want it to turn into Oz. Season. I don't want it to turn into Oz.
I kind of want it to be a little bit Oz.
I don't want it to, like, you know, turn into some mad prison drama. It's bad enough you've got the same actors and everything else that are, like, you know, from Oz, in the form of, like, Ricky Dragon and all that madness.
I kind of want it to be a little bit of Oz.
Why?
Just because, like, just sound a bit more interested in it. Like, so, they've never done it before.
So you want peaches and sleepy bye-byes?
And titties.
And titties. Was there titties in those? They weren't titties.
That's what they used to call the drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Show me the titties, yes.
What was that? Alibizi. And Alibizi used to always be on them titties.
Mother's milk.
Them tits. Tiny ass.
No, it's either bigger. Is there either a normal ass hat on a big ass head, or a very
both? It's a big ass head with like a tiny ass hat.
So it's like a yarmulke or something. Like that's weird.
Nah, it was even smaller than that. It was like a muffin.
Ugh. Ugh. Man, just got a muffin cupcake on his head, bruv.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it looked like. All off to one angle and shit. His head. You don't know how that shit stays on his head, on his bald head.
It made his head look like the emoji eggplant. You know, the emoji
it's
eggplant.
Racist, bruv.
It's not.
It's racist.
It's the shape. It's not the tone.
It's both.
No, it's not. You can't say everything is racist, bruv. It's not cool.
Again.
You can't.
2018, everything's racist. Yeah, everything's racist, sexist, genderous.
What do you mean genderous? You mean,
you know, like
degenerous?
I'm binary, non-sexual, like
0QB, suppose. But saying that, if we weren't tolerant, we'd be absolute arseholes. We're just arseholes at the moment, but absolute arseholes is just the worst.
No, but there needs to be a line.
What is the line?
There needs to be a line. No, because all we're doing is creating more boxes. Like, fuck the boxes. Like, just fuck the boxes.
There is no spoon.
Is that? Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
There is no fucking
just
spoon.
Just as simple as that. There is no spoon. Not let's make a box until everybody fits in a single box just by themselves and that's it.
Yeah. I'm against
like,
that.
You don't have equality through a separation. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Like, I'm a fucking idiot, and I can see that.
Well, the main reason why is because ignorance is bliss. There's probably a reason why it doesn't work, but it has to work, you know, because it's the world, and you know, people are human beings, and etc. etc. But on separate notes, what's happening with Batwoman?
I don't know what is happening with Batwoman.
Last time I checked, somebody might be checking out main actress Ruby something.
Ruby Rose. What? Ruby Rose. Say she's off.
Well, she's off with the whole, you know, you're not lesbian enough to do the role and all that stuff.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, no, she quits
that's
over
bullshit.
That.
That's I hope not. Just for the simple fact of, like, don't let them motherfuckers win. Don't let them motherfuckers win. I don't get it.
It's like, is it another, like, lesbian telling her that she's not lesbian now?
From what I heard, it seemed to be that way. Oh. Like, she was getting grief from her own community, which is fucked up.
Yeah, but it's not her community. To be fair, the comic book community is not the gay and lesbian community.
No, but
as
it was
such.
The gay and lesbian community saying that she was. I mean, look, no fat nerd is just going to be turn around and say, you're not lesbian enough. Like, only another lesbian would have the balls. To say,
ironically,
yes, would have the balls to say you're not lesbian enough to play a specific role.
But in saying that, it's like,
which is again stupid because acting, like, yeah. One, what is not being lesbian enough? You're being ridiculous. And two, it's called fucking acting.
Is that like when you're completely a stereotype of a lesbian? So like we're talking like cargo pants and, you know, plaid.
See, I mean, look. Again, like, the more you peel back the layers, the more it doesn't make any sense, because like, you don't want stereotypical lesbian. Like, people will complain. Like,
but to be fair,
playing a stereotypical lesbian.
To be fair, I mean, like, there is one lesbian character. She might not actually be lesbian, but it's one lesbian character that really gets on my nerves, and that's the can't remember her name. She's in
No.
She's just annoying in a sort of whimsical way. The one that's really annoying is the one in Walking Dead.
Tara,
yeah, she gets my nose. I mean, fair enough, like, your girl got shot in the face by a saviour, and now the saviour's
helping
you out.
I think the actress is fine.
Yeah.
Or actor is fine. Yeah.
It's just the character.
It's just the way she's written. Like, yeah. they overwrite her for jokes. Like,
yeah. I think it's the case.
I think when they actually decide to give her something to do, they lean into, like, her nerdy pop culture reference inside. They just lean into it too much. Mm. And, like, when you've not heard anything from before her for, like, 10 episodes, and then all of a sudden she's just spouting off lines of pop culture references and inside jokes and stuff like that, it's a bit much.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's one of those ones where I kind of get where the writers are trying to sort of like be inclusive and all that stuff, which is good. She is like a sort of like, you know, light bulb in a sort of like dark world, as it were, to a certain degree. But it's like, my whole thing about that character that really gets on my nerves is the atypical lesbian garments that she wears. She is a little bit too on the nose with it.
I mean,
like, fair enough. There's
a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and it's like, not like full blown like Barled and, you know, Dr. Martin boots and.
Yeah, but look, shopping options are limited.
Yeah,
you get me. So like, yeah,
you're gonna wear stuff.
You can't can't really be too down on her on the clothes.
Yeah,
not too much.
Well, Dwight is the exception to that rule. So
what, pre or post fucking Hessian sack?
No, the sack. The sack is a statement.
It's yeah.
It's like, this is the apocalypse, and I'm the most brokest.
Funnily enough, I was like a narcissist listening back to that episode today.
Nice. This is what my voice sounds like. I sound good.
Yeah. Fuck it. And what at me, bitch? That's a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort to look that bland.
It is. But saying that, what's the other dumb shizzle? James Bond. Let's talk James Bond.
Unfortunately,
it's been delayed.
Unfortunately, Danny Dyer is off the project.
Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
He hasn't been confirmed that he's on the project. Let's be real, bro.
Danny Boyle's off the project.
Definitely.
It's always worrying when
you know what'd be really bad if Danny Boyle went off the project because Idris Elba was accepted as the casting of Bond. That'd be slightly controversial.
I mean, probably.
Hyper racist.
Yes, that would be fucked up, but
I don't think it's that. I think it's just.
I know it's not. I mean, no, because Daniel Craig is still meant to be doing like one more at least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were talking about Idris for possibly the next one.
Or just introducing him in this one and then.
Nah, probably not. I mean, you can't introduce a new Bond while the old Bond is in it.
But remember, 007 is meant to be the moniker of the name, so all.
Is he though? Is he?
Like. Is he? It was in what, GoldenEye, innit? GoldenEye was the one that revealed the codes of the numbers.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Fingerjiggle was 003 or something.
He was 008.
008.
Yeah, I think it was 008 or 009. You're talking about
Trevelyan.
Trevelyan?
Yeah. That's his name. The only reason I know that is because I used to play N64. I used to rinse that game.
Oh, what's his real name? Why have I lost his real name? It's too much rum.
It's Bean.
Oh, yeah. Did you talk about Sean Bean?
Yeah, Sean Bean.
I think he was 008 or 009.
I think it's three.
I think it was eight. It was a number close to Bond.
It's like six, probably 006.
Nah, it was 8 or 9.
He went above, it was below.
It was 8 or 9.
I'm bing it. Going to fact check that.
I'm pretty sure it's 8 or 9. I'm pretty sure it's 8.
Okay, so
if it's not 8, it's 9. It's definitely not 3.
It's it's going to be embarrassing.
No, because look, the thing is, like, at some point, you could have been like, well, you know, like, the James Bond is a moniker that other people can have. Mm. But because they fucked around with, like, the timelines and, like, the continuity of Bond, like, you can't really say that.
Yeah, you can. Really? Wow, he looked really feminine back then. You'd never believe that this guy is Mr. Stark.
Yes, you would.
No, you wouldn't. Look at that. Look at that picture, bro. Acting.
Yeah, he just looks like a dude. Like, what?
He doesn't look like a dude, bro. He looks like a member of one of those sort of like... Man. No. One of those 80s, you know, those electro groups. Man's got that electro Duran Duran chin, bruv. He's got a Duran Duran chin, bruv. Hungry like the wolf. Paid, bruv.
You can't help what your chin looks like.
Yeah, I suppose. That's what people are going for anyway, so. Yeah, Wikipedia is playing up. Chin? It is playing up. Hey, please donate to Wikipedia. Ah, it's 006.
You're lying.
I'm not. Says it there, buddy. I knew it was before, I knew it was an after.
I think Wikipedia got it wrong. Well, someone went in there and changed it.
It's another one. That's on Wikipedia. It's 006, buddy.
What is that on Wikipedia? They're all Wikipedia.
No. One was YouTube, the other one was Wikipedia.
Fucking YouTube left.
Oh, yeah. She was in it as well, isn't it?
Who?
The really bad actress that played Jean Grey.
Was she? Famke Janssen.
Yes, Famke Janssen.
Fuck that bitch.
Nah, but she was hot in this one, bruv.
I don't see the appeal.
No, she was the Bond villain. She was the Bond villain that crushed guys with her legs.
I still don't see the appeal.
You would let her. You would, bruv.
No, I wouldn't.
But she, like... Yeah, just look at that, bruv. You would. He's lying. You should have seen his face. There's a little bit of drool.
He's not lying.
There's a little bit of drool that just slipped out.
I'm looking at that face and I'm thinking like, nah, I wouldn't enjoy looking at that in bed.
I would.
Nah.
Nah, like that age.
Nah. Still at that age. No.
She was about
10. Look at the face she's making. Come on.
Huh? It's even that. I mean, like, at least I didn't say something about, what's that other one that was really hot back then and really horrible now? It's a lot of them. One that was in Bound and then she was ended up in Bride of Chucky. It's a really, if you're talking about really badly stereotypical lesbian stuff, that one's the film. It's really shit.
Why are you watching this shit?
Hmm?
Why are you watching this shit?
I had some friends. They made me watch it. You know how it is anyway. Working in a video shop, you know, it's just like, you know, you have to watch this. But yeah, look at her. She looked hot then. You would, definitely.
Nah.
Yeah, he's lying.
Nah.
He's not lying. She was hot then, and then, like, in, for some reason, she got really weird looking in X-Men. And then she got even more weird looking in that.
Taken?
Nah, not in Taken. Taken, she wasn't even that bad. It was, what's that TV series? Well, the Netflix series. The one with the wolf.
Taken?
No, not Taken. Wolf. Yes.
Teen Wolf.
No, you dummy. It was really.
No, you dummy. You said the one with the wolf. I just said something with a wolf in it.
You said Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
She wasn't the one with Michael J. Fox. Oh, man.
No, the TV series, idiot.
Oh, okay, fine. Thinking like, you know. What's that freaking. God. Win in the end, innit? That's the theme tune for Teen Wolf. I was voted by the bear. Better done than fantasy. Ba-doom, ba-doom, boom. Don't you remember that?
No, that didn't even sound like English.
It did. Well, that's how it kind of sounds. Like, I can play you a little clip, but it's like, you know, it's like this, the hooks are, we're on a win and yeah, do, do, do. You know, it's like pure piano. Is it? I'm gonna win at the end. Don't you remember?
Is that what they play at the end?
No, this is what they play during the winning game. So he's bouncing the basketball. He's just about to turn into a wolf and shit. It's like, boo. No. Boo. Boo. No. And it's sort of like, they win, and he's like, he won as a human, and it's like, oh my god, Michael J. Fox is amazing. Give him a Diet Coke. Sort of thing. Ironically, Diet Coke was the thing that fucked him up. It's like Nutrasweet, and he had beer.
It's not how you get fucking Parkinson's.
It is, bruv. Everyone that was banging that day.
Allegedly.
Nutrasweet, bruv. Do your research. I ain't
getting sued by Coke.
Do your research. A smart, I mean.
I am not getting sued by Coke. Allegedly. I mean,
allegedly. Yeah, whatever. Like, Nutrasweet fucked up Michael J. Fox, bruv. Had him fuck up, like, in this. Like, the worst thing about it is that nobody knew in Spin City.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that he had Parkinson's. And then, like, when you see him, like in real life, other than, like, the thing, you just let everything, like, be known and shown, innit? So.
Yeah.
And it's tragic, bruv. He was the man in the 80s. The fucking man.
Yep.
Fucking hell, bruv. It's crazy. Parkinson's got friggin' Muhammad Ali as well. Fair enough, maybe from a different reason, you know, a couple blows to the head and all that stuff, that kind of makes sense. But he also was partial to a Diet Coke.
Allegedly.
So, yeah.
Allegedly.
Apparently. Didn't have any pork in it, so he was liver. But yeah, so anyway, back onto the thing. It was, oh god, basically, like, with that sort of like series, it was alleged that she was like a vampire kind of thing.
Okay.
And then her daughter's like a Frankenstein, and she's got one mad up eye. And then it's,
I've never seen the show.
And no, it was on Netflix. It's like a Netflix exclusive.
That's Grimm.
No, not Grimm.
Oh, was it the other one? Hemlock Grove.
That's the one.
Never seen it.
Don't even bother.
Never seen it.
Actually, is that shit still on Netflix?
Of course, it's on Netflix still.
I don't think so. No, I think
it's cancelled, but you can still watch it.
I don't think it is. I'm just going to check it, because I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's still on there, but...
It's gone.
I think it's cancelled.
I think it's gone. Like, as in, like, we're throwing everything away now.
Yeah, but that still went on for at least 2 seasons.
Oh, actually, my bad. It is still on there, bruv.
How many seasons?
3 seasons.
See? At least 2 seasons.
I watched up to season 2, I think.
Braver man than me.
But this is like when I wanted to be like an aspiring writer, and I thought, nah, I've got to know what Netflix want us to write. And I'm thinking, no, this is just trash, bruv. This is fucking... And I remember, like, hearing my internal voice. This is, like, what, like, my internal writer voice was, like, coming to, like, the tip, innit?
Yeah.
It's like, the guy's eating his skin. This makes no sense, bruv. Why are they showing this? Why are they showing this, bruv? It's like, you know, it's, they're trying to be different. They're trying to be unique, innovative. This is shit, bruv. You know, so, you know, like, the ignorant side starts kicking it. It's like, this is shit, bruv. Put on some tree blood. Put on some tree blood, bruv. See how it's meant to be done, yeah? And then say...
Even that went off the rails.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was probably, like, season 1, because that's the only True Blood season I've actually watched. And apparently I'm blessed for doing so.
I believe that's correct.
Because they introduced like something like hepatitis B or C or A or...
They introduced a lot of shit.
It's like, you can't get AIDS if you're a vampire.
Sure you can.
I don't think you can. If you're a vampire, you're like immortal, right? Yeah, but you don't... Yeah, this is the thing. It's like, are you immortal with complete full bill of health?
Yeah, but like, it's in the blood, so...
Yeah, but it'd be like a fan or a water.
Some kind of effect.
Huh?
So you can assume it will have some kind of
effect. Yeah. Alright, answers on a postcard. Can vampires get AIDS? And do they die from AIDS?
Probably.
I don't think they do.
Probably not. I don't know, probably not.
Do you reckon Michael Johnson's a vampire?
Michael Johnson?
So, magic.
Is he a vampire? What, because AIDS didn't kill him?
No, AIDS still hasn't killed him, bro. He had AIDS in the fucking 80s, bro. You fucking kidding me, yeah?
I know, it's like he was the first person to get AIDS, and he's the only one still alive.
He's a fucking vampire, bro. Magic Johnson is a vampire. Kid you not. Speaking about vampires and, you know, weird stuffs. Winnie the Pooh in China. Banned! Banned. Banned because of
a... This is a weird one.
Yeah, so he's banned for being a meme for a politician.
Yeah.
What the fuck did Winnie the Pooh do to anybody, bro?
I think if America took the same stance, everything would be banned.
Yeah, especially fucking cheesy poofs. Or what's
just
it?
Anything orange.
Or anything orange, yeah. Agent Orange. All that shit gone, bruv. Just like 3/4 of the freaking Punisher would be like, you know, bleeped out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really weird because, like, a few years ago, like, I'm sure I heard, like, a story about how, like, China banned something because it was too, like, because it had ghosts. I think it was Ghostbusters. Because it had ghosts and like they don't really fuck with that shit.
Well, to be fair, it's a different religion.
I don't know. Yeah, but I thought like maybe they thought like Winnie the Pooh was possessed and that's why they banned it.
Well, to be fair, that would make more sense. I mean, like, but it was because of that meme. It was because of that meme. That meme. The worst thing about it, if you see the guy, actually, I'll see. We could get a little picture of it. He doesn't really look like him until he turns to the side. Which is horrible to say, but it's like, oh, you got him. It's like, you know, like, where you're thinking like, oh, you got him. Like, So that then became a thing, innit? And then, like, they heard that the Winnie the Pooh or Christopher Robin thing's coming out, and they're like, no, we have to stop. We have to put an end to this now. Yeah. Because if you thought it was bad before...
Yeah, you just worked out for everybody. Now no one gets poo.
Damn. Damn. And it's mad because, like, Winnie the Pooh isn't, like, even properly, like, Disney-owned. There's, like, a Winnie the Pooh shop in, like, Brighton. The only reason I know that is because I had to get it for, like, my niece or something like that. And, yeah, it's, like, old. Like, it's, like, old.
Yeah.
Like, Winnie the Pooh, China. Chinese Neem China. Yeah, that's libbies. Because what they've done is that they've got him walking next to. Well, basically, just imagine this, right? Obama is walking with the guy, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, this is the image, bruv, that they put up.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Libby's.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Obama and thing. Yeah.
And I kind of like, I'm like, oh, you got him. You got him big time. But yeah. I reckon there's other reasons to ban Winnie the Pooh. I mean, Chris Robin. Because, like, old ass Tigger. I've already said this like, in the last episode, but old ass Tigger.
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting, bruv.
It is, man. It's just like he lost all his vibrance.
Exactly. His faded fur. He looks the same shade as Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Shit don't make no sense. Eeyore's got more colour in his skin.
Yeah, but Eeyore, you expect that shit from Eeyore. Like, Eeyore's just grown into himself. It's like when you know that dude who's just older than his years, and then when he finally gets old, it's like, yeah, now I get you.
I'm curious.
Now we can hang out because we're the same. Yeah.
I'm curious to actually watch Christopher Robin, just to see if Tigger still bounces. I don't see him bouncing, bruv.
Yeah, like,
I don't reckon he can bounce high.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just cracks out of his inner frame and starts just...
It's fun, you know, like...
just falling asleep halfway through sentences.
He's all like, so Christopher Robin, what are we doing today? Hello, Kids and Bradley. How you doing? God damn it.
I can't see that.
Bad, bruv. Bad.
Heartbroken. Childhood crushed.
I mean, I actually saw a meme where Winnie the Pooh is, like, literally standing on a worktop. And he's looking directly in the face of Ewan McGregor, who is also Obi-Wan Kenobi, ironically, and Christopher Robin. Kind of a head fuck. And the guy from Trainspotting. Speaking about, you
there's
know,
a lot of people.
And the guy from what's that film that he was in with Scarlett Johansson? The Island. The guy in the Island.
I was thinking of the one he was in with whatever her name is. Not Charlie's Theron, the other one.
That's what I'm saying, Scarlett Johansson, that's the Island.
No, I'm thinking of
the clone one, right? That's the Island.
No. I was thinking of Life Less Ordinary.
Life of what?
Life Less Ordinary.
Oh yeah, is that one? That was Charlize, I think.
No, it wasn't. It was the other blonde one.
No, because Scarlett Johansson is in. Actually, I might have got it wrong way around.
No,
maybe it's Charlize.
It's not Charlize Theron. It's not. It's the American one. She's blonde. She's the third blonde one.
Oh, the Trinity of.
Of blondes, yes.
The ones that look exactly the same.
It's similar enough.
I'm trying to think, the American one, yeah. Life Less Ordinary.
She's a bad teacher.
Bad teachers.
Yeah, no, bad teacher.
Oh, Cameron Diaz.
Yes, the other blonde one. Yes.
Ah, but Cameron Diaz doesn't really. She isn't part of that trinity.
But
there's another one. There's another one. There's
no, if you think of a tall blonde, if you think of a tall blonde woman, like those are the three that's going to come to mind.
Not really. Cameron Diaz, I mean, I think it's because I watched something about Mary early on, so I recognise her face.
I just couldn't pick out her name.
No, that's what I'm saying. I know her name because of that reason. And no, it's because I used to watch that film religiously. That film used to be funny. You remember something about Mary, right?
I think I've seen it.
Have you seen My Baseball? That shit right there used to kill me.
Actually, you know what?
And then
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh no, that's bad. That's bad. That's like soul destroying, bruv. Like you must, like you would know you've seen it if you heard this line. Frank Thembeans, have you seen it?
No,
you have, bruv. You have. What if I saw it
but I missed that bit?
Frank Thembeans, you can't miss out. Frank Thembeans.
What if I went to the toilet, or like I watched it like halfway through or whatever?
Just by going to the toilet and you come back and you hear Frank Thembeans.
No,
somebody will fill you in on the joke, bro.
No. Oh, when I used to leave the room and I come back and I ask my mom, did I miss anything? She'd be like, nah.
Oh. But do you reckon that she done that to protect you, or she done that because she couldn't be asked to say anything else?
I don't know. I think maybe she just didn't think that anything that I missed was noteworthy.
Nah, this bit's noteworthy. Franks and Beans is the process that Ben Stiller's character has when he's preparing for prom. And he's delayed. He basically goes to the toilet, and then in his shock and horror, his name's called whilst he's pulling up his zipper. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he gets the name Franks and Beans is because he had to be taken to the hospital because he got his dick caught. You'll definitely remember that bit. Definitely. And she has a sort of like an older brother with special needs. Basically, he's like autistic. And he doesn't let anybody touch his headphones. He's always looking for his baseball. And every time he sees Ben Stiller, he used to say Franks and Beans.
Yeah, I've never seen it then.
That right there, Franks and Beans, used to kill me. Kill me, bro. Because it's like, when I was growing up, I used to have a next door neighbour who had special needs, the same sort of special needs. And I reckon it resonated a lot, bruv. It resonated a lot. Because there is a need for representation of people of like that sort of calibre. Because they are parts of communities, you know what I mean? Like, there's always some guy or some girl or some person, transgender and all that stuff, who may have special needs, who may have, like, you know, a personality that's so unique, so fresh, so raw, so edgy, that it has to be portrayed on screen. And Franks and Beans used to kill me, bruv. Don't touch my headphones. Franks and Beans.
Nah, never.
Yeah, you probably have.
I've never seen it.
But watch it. Treat yourself. Go on, treat yourself. Do it.
Maybe.
And watch all the other fucking films that are on that list.
What list?
This list. The imaginary list that I'm going to put up. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put up a list in this description of all these cool films that I reckon that you should watch. And then, like, hopefully people will just watch them and become a lot cooler. Like, that's what I hope.
Maybe.
Oh, God. Rough. Anyway, so I think we're coming to the end of this episode. Is there anything else that you would like to add, Mr. Redacted, ironically? Anything that we missed?
It's quite ironic, actually. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Hey, Mila Kunis. Yeah. Spy who left me. Hmm? See?
Dumped me. Yeah.
Dumped me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently she was doing the press junket for that film.
Titty fell out.
No.
Lower.
No. Okay. No.
Mila Kunis.
I was going to say I wish. But...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mila Kunis. No. Her name sounds sleazy. It's like, it's great.
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. Like, you just have to forget that she's Meg.
Yeah. I don't even care.
Mila Kunis.
It just makes her cooler.
No. It's like, oh, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
It sounds like Spanish, but I know that she's Russian. Probably break your arm. Well, I don't want my arm broken by Mila Kunis. Anyway, she's with Ashton Kutcher anyway, I guess.
Nah, they broke up a long time ago.
Who's she with now?
I don't know.
Mila Kunis.
Some lucky motherfucker.
That ain't lucky.
Yes, he is lucky.
You probably got hit on his head right now, bro.
Probably.
It's freaking Russian, bro.
Way lucky. Hella lucky.
Mila Kunis. Okay, I'm checking. Because I know she got babies. She got babies now.
Yeah.
Trapping babies.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not ever mind.
It's her birthday, actually. Today? Yeah. No. It's about a week ago. About a week ago. Oh, we're two on the shit, bruv. Two on it. Yeah, she's with Ashton Kutcher, bruv.
Nah, they're not still together.
Yeah, they are.
Nah.
They're like happy. Yeah,
they broke up.
I swear
they broke up.
No, the only person that broke up is Debbie Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, it's what? So they got back together?
Huh?
So they got back together?
Oh, yeah. Ashton Kutcher is smashing the shit. The worst thing about it is because you know it's Ashton Kutcher.
I love that shit.
He's weird. He's smashing the shit out of that, right?
Nah, man. You know you ain't hitting that right.
Yeah, he's got babies, so we can't really speak about it. But yeah, he is definitely... I mean,
anyway.
If I was Ashton Kutcher and she was Mila Kunis, game over, bruv. Butterfly effect. Everything, bruv. That's it. Phone box. Is he in phone
booth?
Obviously. Now, he ain't in phone booth. That's Colin Farrell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be like, you know, butterfly effect. It will be, dude, where's my car? You know, like, horrible.
It'll be all of those weird things.
It'll be actually, 2.5 men sounds like a sexual position.
Also sounds like the Devil's Freeway.
Yeah, so Charlie Sheen probably came out of that name, innit?
In fact, it just sounds like just a threesome of dudes.
Yeah, 2.5. What's that?
Two dudes and a midget.
Two dudes and a midget. Oh, actually, that kind of reminds me of a thing that I'm going to add to Ben Affleck's in Rehab.
Again.
Batman, bruv.
No, it's divorce. Divorce will do that to you. Don't get married.
No, get married to Jennifer Garner and get married.
Don't get married to Jennifer.
Get married to Jennifer Lopez.
She's got a weird head. Don't get married to Jennifer Lopez either. Even though she's no, yeah, smash it. Don't marry it.
I say marry it.
Nah, man.
Go for the full J Lo experience.
No way. the full J-Lo experience is smashing it and getting the fuck out of it.
What's up, bro?
That's the experience. That's the J-Lo experience.
It's you being in a club, nah, no. Shit getting real, and then no. Your world and the your life and you J-Lo have to pick up again.
Will be you meet up with her somewhere,
bro.
You smash it for like the weekend, and then you get the fuck out by Monday.
You can't.
That's it.
That is not that's a J-Lo it. Experience.
That is it.
That's
not
the full J-Lo experience.
That's the full J-Lo experience.
Full J-Lo experience is the marriage, the kids.
Nah, too many men have got trapped in that experience. Like,
she's only done it to one, and that's Mark Anthony.
She's been married more than once.
Yeah, she's been married twice.
Exactly.
Well, actually, she's been engaged to Puffy.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck, she was with Ben Affleck for a little bit.
Yeah. They were pretty much all as good as engaged, almost.
Yeah, but it's just engaged. And then Mark Anthony.
Anyway, yes, them dudes got trapped.
No.
You just want to spend the weekend with her and they had a fuck
you can't, like, see, like, trapped. Those kids in that, you know, underground world, Lord knows how they got in there. You know, the Thai special forces and all that stuff. That's trapped.
Yeah.
If J-Lo or Jennifer Lopez is willing to lay in the same bed as you, you are blessed.
Out of
there. Nah, bro. That's the same with Kim Kardashian. It's like any Kardashian. Yeah, get the fuck out.
Look, I would not touch that fucking wax face bitch with a stolen dick.
Yeah, I touch her with mine.
Yeah, you can keep that one.
Nah, I mean,
Mila Kunis, I would marry.
Nah.
Mila Kunis, I would marry.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
anyway, like, back to my point. Mila Kunis. She was doing the junket for the spy who dumped me.
Yeah.
And the inevitable question about doing like a superhero movie came up.
Yeah.
She declined.
She declined the question or declined the offer?
What? She said she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and you know why? Because she done that Babylon bullshit. Babylon Rising or was it? Whatever the fuck it is. It's really bad. It was meant to be a really big series. Like
Babylon AD.
Is it Babylon? No. It's Jupiter Rising.
Oh, that.
She done that. And
no, it was Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, so it left a bad taste in her mouth. Because that was meant to be the shit.
Nah, she was like, those people are starving. Like, I don't want to be on them diets and doing all that training. Which makes it even cooler. I love Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Mila Kunis is my colossal. I would hump her like a Latin.
I feel like this is taking a turn.
It's weird. It's weird.
I feel like this is taking a slight turn.
Mm-hmm. Can't mention Mila Kunis, bro. Black Swan. Oh my diddy.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
You saw it in the
I'm
dress.
Scared. Like, it might change my life.
Nah, it's because it's Natalie Portman and she looks mad bony and skinny, and you're just looking at Mila Kunis and she's like, you know, she's got the ballerina physique, but she looks meaty, bro. Like she could take some fixed positions, bruv.
This is turning into a different podcast.
I think it's the rum, really.
Yeah.
So Shunt Hearts Mila Kunis. I probably have to cut or edit this shit out because there's not many people that want me to. Yeah. Actually,
as soon as she bins off fucking Ashton.
They've got a real thing going on. You gotta just wait, you know, let people have their happiness.
Funny because she hasn't met me yet.
No. Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's weird. It's like every action has equal opposite reaction, and then that reaction somewhere across the world is like a tidal wave or something. Yeah. Like, so it's fucked.
Yeah, I'm aware of the concept. I just haven't seen the film.
Yeah, the film's pretty much a really long explanation of that concept.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
that is why I haven't seen it.
It's really on the nose. But yeah.
Drop him down a well.
Always. Anyway, so yeah, we'll wrap it up now.
Redacted out.
Shun in Mila Kunis.